Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. We miss him, but he's still alive with his music. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm not late yet. Still hanging out. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Sarah is the CEO and the president of Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com. Is that right, Sarah?
That is. And you know what? Can I make a I never do this. Can I shameless self-promotion?
It's not shameless. I was about to say. Tell us about it.
So, you know, we were just talking about anxiety. We're talking about the state of your body as making you able to handle all of this better. And one of the things that people don't realize, they're using their face masks, they're washing their hands, they're not touching themselves. But they're then going and eating all these inflammatory foods that suppress their immune system. And they need to have a strong immune system. So Bottom Line actually put together a free, totally free, because I care about people book that they can download that has 50 pages from our top experts of tips and, and advice and guidance on how to boost their immune system.
That sounds awesome.
Beyond going to sleep, beyond vitamin C. And if they go to bottomlineinc.com/immune boost, truly, totally free. I just want everybody to be healthy and out. It crushes me.
Can I stick something in there about the healthy thing that I've learned in the last 9 months?
Sure.
Most of us are deficient in vitamin in the B vitamins. Most of us are deficient in vitamin D. Believe it or not,
that is right.
Vitamin D, and so folks, you can go. You can take a 5,000. They call it 5,000 equivalent. I'm not sure what that means. You can go to the store and buy vitamin D in little cute little capsules, tiny little capsules. Vitamin D, you can start taking those. They're over the counter, and vitamin B. Sarah. I've been taking vitamin D shots.
B vitamin
shots.
As we get older, your
and
B's
I'm telling
go
you,
down.
It's changed. I needed more energy. It's giving me more. Right. I mean, they won't let me drink Red Bull around here, and so, but still, this is like drinking a bottle of Red Bull all week long. Anyway, I think that will help with anxiety. And so, but I want to come back to you, to your blog, which folks,
okay, that's fine. But I just wanted people to download that.
How do they do that, by the way?
BottomLineInc.com/immune boost.
Immune boost. So check
immune
that out.
Immune boost.
Folks.
And frankly,
free.
If they just go to the website, BottomLineInc.com, there will be a pop-up for it because
all right.
We still want people to do
and
that.
And it is free. So check that out, folks. Bunch of articles.
It 50, is free.
50 experts. Thank you for that, Sarah. So your blog is awesome, and I encourage people to go there all the time. You can find it on the website, folks. So how are you using your time during this shutdown, during this sequestration, during this quasi-constitutional, don't get me started on what the different things the different governors are doing, but what do you do? How do you use your time, Sarah? Tell us about that.
Well, this wasn't me because, oddly, I have no time. Oddly, my time, I've got less time than I ever have. But this was a challenge. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a massage therapist, and he's been shut down, unfortunately. He's one of the 25 million people who now are twiddling his thumbs and stressed and worrying and anxious and everything else. But how many times have you ever said to yourself, if only I had the time to fill in the blank, right? That there's not a lot of times as adults that we get the time where we do not have the pressure to do what we need to do. Now, financial problems aside, okay, so you got to separate that piece. This is not diminishing it. But now there he is with all this time. What is it that you've been wanting to do? Right? He was then talking about that he's been wanting to potentially evolve his practice beyond massage into a more counseling kind of thing. But have you wanted to learn a language? Have you wanted to reintroduce yourself to music or art, things that you did when you were young, but you never have time to paint or you never have time to play the piano. Whatever it is, this is such a gift of time, if you can think of it in those terms, to explore, to think about career change, to research where you want to retire. whatever it is.
To think about like, what your business is going to be like 3 months, yeah. 6 months from now.
Right. But, well, a lot for the people that are now on pause, yes, this is a gift of reflection time. And it's not some time. I mean, sure, you could go binge watch Netflix for a while, but there are only so many episodes of Jack Ryan that are out there. Unfortunately, I'm working more than I ever have. I'm working 10, 12-hour days and grocery and cleaning and laundry and dog walking. And, like, my day is busier than ever. But I challenge people to look at this as a rare gift.
Well, and there's another thing. There's another thing. You know, if you subscribe to, and have received the paycheck protection money, you got to pay your employees. Well, if they're staying home, get them online with some training courses. Teach them how to sell better. Let them take some courses in Spanish. Learn another language. You got customers that can coming in that can help that you might need some help with. I mean, there's a lot of things they could be doing. Don't just let them stay home twiddling their thumbs. Let them be productive for their money. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh, I think that's a great idea. You know, there's a website that we subscribe to called lynda.com. Mm-hmm. They've got training courses like crazy, technical stuff, all, like, you name it, they've got it, and so many other things. So that let somebody do research on a new category that you want to go into. Even if you've just pondered it, and you may or may not. I have someone doing a big research project for me right now because it's a category that we want to possibly enter, and I want to get more information on it. So go take advantage of that. Go, you know, use this time because I always talk about, remember that time like right between jobs when you have that mm-hmm. moment when you know where you're going and you like it's just such a rare
that gift. Happened to me 31 years ago this month. I've been downsized twice in 18 months and I had a moment of clarity, 5 minutes of clarity, and consequently you're talking to me right now. Quick break. We're going to come right back with Sarah Hound of BottomLineInc.com. Check out her blog there and be sure to sign up for that free booklet on how to deal with what we're dealing with right now, the corona.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.